There's only one thing better than listening to this podcast, Cam.
What is that, Moot?
Watching this podcast on YouTube.
Oh, bingo. You can watch this whole goddamn interview live at youtube.com. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I was disturbed by that.
Well,
why do you need a 150 song playlist?
Not everybody has a 3-minute sex session.
150 songs? Because sometimes, fucking literally for 3 days straight?
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
We're chatting about sex. Just a mom and a son sitting down once a week and having the birds and bees talk.
And more.
And more.
And way more.
We're getting into so much shit today. Alongside our videographer and producer, Dale.
Woohoo.
Hello.
Hello. a big happy birthday to Dale.
Yeah.
Dale, it was your birthday yesterday. How do you feel?
Feel old.
Yeah, old.
Old. 27 years old. You feel old.
Yeah.
You better enjoy it now, kid, because it doesn't get much better.
Yeah. When you're my age, you're gonna things stop working. Your heart starts doing some weird shit.
Oh, here we go. Should we get into that right now?
No, we're not going to get into that right now. Instead, we're going to get into
Lube It Up. I sounded like in the basketball games. Lube It Up.
Lube It Up, presented by Uberlube, our favorite high-grade silicone lubricant. They're lubing up this conversation.
Uberlube to save the day.
We ask a question every week to our sneaky freaks. Those are our listeners who like to chime in. And the question of the week, do you want to share, Mom?
I do.
You came up with this one.
I actually did. With a little help from some friends, actually. Thinking back to your first, quote-unquote, consensual sexual encounter, what do you wish you had known then that you know now? Whoa, that's a heavy-duty question, isn't it?
For the record, it wasn't a quote-unquote. It was with the asterisk.
All right.
Consensual is an important word here. I actually did the writing of this question.
What do you mean you did the writing of this question?
I had to tweak the question because it was important to mention consensual because I feel like, unfortunately, a lot of people's first experience is not always consensual.
Right. So we're talking about consensual being a positive experience.
So you got into this situation knowingly. What do you wish you would have known?
Well, let me ask you something. When you say consensual, it can still be a negative experience.
Yeah. Of course. Most of the time it is.
Even though it's consensual.
Your first time.
It's not so great.
Not always the best time, unless you're my mother.
Who had a fantastic first experience.
And set her down a whole path of...
Debauchery. Yeah, well, what do I wish I had known back then that I know now?
Mm-hmm.
That use your mouth.
Use your mouth.
Now, that sounds very sexual, but I mean...
That is sexual.
I don't mean it that way. I mean when I say use your mouth, this could be a new Karen Lee quote. I'm talking about being able to verbalize what you would like done to you and what you would like to talk about, you know, during sex.
Moot, this is a double entendre.
Yes.
This is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I think that deserves a shirt.
Sneaky freak shirt?
It deserves a shirt that says use your mouth.
Yes, use your mouth.
That's it.
I think we got it. Dale, what do you think?
I love it. I'll wear that shirt.
Right now, Dale's wearing a shirt that says winner from Dave and Buster's. So anything is a step up. He's going to use your mouth. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I learned.
With the mouth. With the mouth.
You do it. And, you know, for the sneaky freaks that haven't heard this story, which I've told 100 times, including on the stage of Second City, my first encounter was a lot of fun and worthwhile. Is worthwhile the operative word?
Mm-hmm.
But... I neglected to tell my partner that I had a Tampax in me, and it got stuck up me.
Oh, my God.
And if I had only had the confidence to say, hey, let me take this Tampax out before we have sex.
You knew the whole time there was a Tampax in there?
Yeah, I didn't give a shit. I didn't want to stop the forward motion of the train.
I don't understand how he didn't realize there was a Tampax in there.
When things are going on down there and you're in college, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, I know when something's in there.
Bullshit.
Yep. I've held an IUD and I was like, whoa, what the hell is that thing touching that?
Well, IUD is not like a Tampax, which is basically, it's a little cotton ball.
Is that a cotton ball?
Well, it feels like a cotton ball.
Okay.
Anyway, so if I had known then what I know now.
I guess I'm thinking of the applicator.
Comes out. You don't stick it
in. I know, but I got confused just now.
Okay.
I was thinking the applicator, and I was like, how do you not know that there's a piece of plastic in there?
Do I need to educate you on what a Tampax
is? No, I just got a little mixed up there for a second.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, once the applicator was pulled out, the Tampax still remained in me, and I was too chicken to say something, and so I ended up getting it shoved so far up, it could have gone through my mouth, and I had we were about to go to the hospital, but I somehow, with the help of my partner, had gotten it out.
Yeah, I'm very happy for
you. Isn't that a lovely story?
I can't believe that afterwards you said, hey, can you help me get this thing out of here? You fish it out.
When did you want me to say that?
I think it should have been discussed beforehand.
It would have kind of ruined the mood. But that's what I learned. It doesn't matter if it ruins the mood. It's still better that you say something.
That's right. I love that, mother.
Use your mouth. Anyway.
Use your mouth. Phenomenal.
You got a good slogan for us about your first encounter?
It's not necessarily a slogan yet.
It was in college as well, correct?
Yeah.
What would you say you know now that you didn't know then?
I did not realize the importance of foreplay.
What?
Yes. I wish I had known then.
How did you not know then?
Well, I was thinking, well, you're kissing and then you're fucking. And so the dick goes in and then that's it.
You didn't bother with nipple pussy. You just went right to the get-go.
Yes. I love that that's what your idea of foreplay is, by the way.
No, I'm just saying that would be the minimal amount of foreplay.
Yeah.
You went from kissing to fucking.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a little bit of nipples in there.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't nearly... It was not a whole event.
I feel bad because I had an event with a guy and I was kind of like mean about it later on because it was so quick and I never wanted to do it again with him.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Is this a
true confession.
Yeah. Or like an apology, a public apology? What do we call these things?
I'm going to apologize.
Who are you apologizing to?
This guy named Kevin.
Kevin? What happened?
Kevin was quick, came very quickly.
Quick coming,
Kevin. We had been like doing the heavy duty mental foreplay with each other for like months.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And finally, we get together and it was like one pump, dump, done. Dump, one pump,
and then
dump.
You were mean to him about it.
I was like kind of like talking to my friends about, damn, that was very unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
So I tried it one more time. Same thing happened. I was like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. That's why the foreplay is key. Hence Ian Kerner's book, She Comes First.
She Comes First. Make sure if you learn anything from this podcast, you little sneaky freaks, make sure she comes first or at least you try, make the attempt. Cam, now you know to make the attempt, I'm assuming.
The attempt is made. Always made. Dale, what do you know now that you wish you would have known then?
The importance of hydrating.
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 Were you trying to make someone squirt?
No, me. I was a very... like I grew up like only drinking pop and like
pop.
Soda, you know,
soda.
Like, you know, Mountain Dew was my primary liquid of drinking. And so I, you know, like when I came time to have sex, I ran into a lot of issues. And so like I would either like, you know, just be all soft guy all the time or like, you know.
You think
like,
it was from the Mountain Dew?
You think it was the Mountain Dew?
Well, I mean, it was just the lack of hydration, you know, like when you're pissing, you know, dark orange every day, you know.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just like nothing works if you're not hydrated.
And holy moly.
When I started putting more of an emphasis on like hydrating and, you know, like taking care of myself a little bit, things kind of snapped together.
I was just reading this morning that... Your heart can sometimes be your erectile dysfunction can sometimes be an indicator that your heart is not functioning optimally.
Oh no! Where is this going?
Well,
where
I'm just saying. It makes sense then that the water.
Oh no!
Being hydrated, that's very important to the penis health.
Why?
Very interesting.
Coincidentally, you happen to be reading something about this morning. How is this possible?
I was thinking that because I'm having heart issues, it might help me out in the penis department and not make me fucking, you know, what was Google, hard as a rock at all fucking times.
What was the Google search terms that you used?
This is something that comes up on my Instagram, having all only following sex accounts.
What?
Yeah.
Where is this? Where are you today? You are all over the place. What do you went from Googling to looking at your Instagram sexual accounts?
I was not Googling. I was looking at through my Instagram feed, and I happen to follow a lot of sexual accounts.
And you looked up having heart issues.
I didn't look it up. I just saw that it came up. There was a quote from someone. Actually, it was from the Sluts and Scholars podcast, and she was talking about how heart disease or heart issues can cause erectile dysfunction.
What type of erectile dysfunction?
What do you mean?
It might not have been the coming too quickly. It might have
that
been
is
not being able to get up.
That's premature ejaculation, mother. Erectile dysfunction is when you can't get it up.
Oh, so then you don't have that problem at all. So your
I know. I was thinking I could swing towards that side of the scale a little bit.
Your heart is doing fine.
It's doing a little too fine, if you ask me.
And you've been complaining for the last month that you have a bum ticker.
I still have a bum ticker.
All right. Well.
All right. Let's find out what the sneaky freaks have to say about this.
What do the sneaky freaks have to say? Because they always have some illuminating stories.
So, thinking back to your first consensual sexual encounter, what do you wish you had known then that you know now, sneaky freaks? Daniel says, "I wish I knew how to put a condom, bruh, because I raw dogged a lot of bitches, man."
What?
This guy learned about condoms a little too late. I feel like that's the first thing you probably learn. You should learn about sex.
Yeah, how did we not even bring that up as an option? I mean,
well, I knew that from the beginning, luckily.
Okay, so that's something that you did know, and something that the sneaky freak did not know.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, we got Mark who said there's so much where the clit is and how to stimulate it. Oral skills to rub one out earlier, being able to go a few rounds. Have a great show. Thank you, Mark.
Well, can I say something about Mark?
Yeah.
That is a good point. I saw something recently also about women don't know how to give blowjobs or hand jobs, and they don't really know what to do with a penis. And the same thing with men. It must be very difficult to know what to do with a clit.
No
and
clue.
You know, if you don't have one, it's even harder.
It's all about listening. It's all about you touch something, you see how the person's body responds, and if that's good, you keep going in that direction. It's very much like clown, actually.
It's a dance.
Yeah, it's just like clowning.
Yeah. So you want to give me an example?
You're on stage. If you get a laugh, you continue going that direction. If you don't, you pivot and do something else.
There you go.
This is the same thing. You touch a touch.
You have to have a basic awareness of what hole is what, though.
Touch one hole. You see if you get a response, and you keep going in that direction.
Didn't we have that happen where someone told us a story that they ended up in the wrong hole?
We probably heard that.
That was on a Second City stage as well.
We got Tom, our elder statesman, 7-year-old sneaky freak over here. He said, the year was 1968 or 69, age 17. Wish I'd known then how much slowly and artfully eating pussy would pleasure her and excite me.
Oh, that is adorable.
I fucking love Tom.
Tom.
Always piping in here with some winners.
Oh, so sweet.
I had to learn how to like eating pussy for sure. It was not something that came naturally to me.
But do you feel competent right now?
It's been a bit, but probably, I don't know.
Here's the problem. I think it's each vulva is different.
I also didn't know, though, that the other person's pleasure can be your own pleasure. Like, that could be the main drive of your pleasure, actually. That's an interesting... It's counterintuitive. Yeah. You think, unless they're touching me, I'm not going to enjoy it at first. And that's wrong.
I hear you.
Yeah. Cheryl said that he was a lying, cheating douchebag.
What? That's what she... Okay.
I wish you had known that too, Cheryl. That fucking blows ass.
It's good to find that ahead of time.
Johnny says, I'm a little ashamed to say I was only 15 and there was no condom use. That being said, I wish I knew about what goes in, comes out. I freaked out afterwards when my panties were soaked. I had no idea what was going on. Oh, interesting.
What does that mean? She's
talking about probably the cum that went in came out.
Oh, God.
Alicia says, great question. I wish I had known how to communicate with my partner. I knew what I wanted him to do, but I didn't know or feel comfortable saying it to him in fear of making him feel like he's doing it wrong. I believe communication is the key to great sex.
exactly what I said. Use your mouth.
I've found that feeling comfortable communicating about sex can take time, but once you start, you find it's not that hard and the rewards are great.
Totally agree with Alicia. Exactly my sentiments. We're gonna, if we had t-shirts made, she deserves one for use your mouth.
Use your mouth.
Yep.
Captain Megan says, penetration doesn't define satisfaction. How do you like that?
That's heavy duty.
It was four words.
She's right.
That's exactly right.
So she had to learn that.
Yes. This is kind of going along with what I was saying about foreplay being the key.
Exactly.
Yep. Alexa says, don't do it. You don't want him to be your first.
What?
That's what she learns.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's not the best.
Okay, sometimes you learn. You know what? You learn more from your failure than your success.
Yep. Okay. Denise says, this one brings back a funny memory from high school. After prom and staying the night with my date, we ended up just fooling around, and I remember grabbing his dick and not knowing what the hell I was supposed to be doing with it. Both luckily and unluckily, we heard his mom coming down the hall into the living room where we were watching TV and killed the mood. Needless to say, I wish the topic of sex wasn't viewed as taboo and we were actually told things as young adults. We were taught a sex education class, but nothing really related to real world knowledge. I remember being so embarrassed by the whole ordeal and was afraid to ask anyone about it due to looking like an idiot.
There's so much shame and there's so little knowledge. It's very sad.
Jorge says, proper communication, boundaries, consent. Jorge, very concise.
Proper communication, boundaries, and consent. I like that.
Totally. Liz says, I wish I would have known that my presence and consent matter to both me and my partner or partners, and that's okay. I wish I would have known that matters for them too, and that connection is important, not optional. I wish I knew less about performing and more about feeling.
I got shivers. That's beautiful.
That's a fucking beautiful one right there.
It's poetic.
Holy moly. Beautiful, Liz. Thank you for sharing that. Corey says, first off, all sexual encounters should be consensual.
Of course.
But I wish I had known that her dad was on his way down the stairs and soon to open the door. But after that horrific experience, what I wish I'd learned is to appreciate the taste of a woman. I hated going down at first, but as I've gotten older, I love the taste and I prefer to go down more than anything else. The woman is also usually more appreciative and will do a better job with when it's time for her to do the old glug glug 3000 herky jerky.
What?
This is a reference to Call Her Daddy.
Oh, gotcha.
Going down on a guy.
Yeah. I like what he's saying though. He it's like fine wine or dark chocolate or blue cheese olives. You got to develop a taste for it.
Yeah, you got to learn it. You got to learn it.
Or you can just be like, I'll plug my nose and just do it because it makes her feel good.
You kind of have to the first couple times. Chris says, my first time was actually great. Oh, this is like you, mother. I read a book that Maxim put out. Oh, that Maxim, the magazine, put out years ago, and apparently it was worth it. It only lasted like 20 minutes, the whole session, but I think that's pretty damn good for a virgin. It's a phenomenal.
Yeah, what is she talking
about?
The
fuck that's good for anyone. I wish I would have known to lock my bedroom door, though. I was living at home with my parents, and halfway through, I look up, and my little brother, who is 5 years younger than me, is peeking over the steps watching us. Thank you, Chris.
I don't get that. I do not understand why people do not lock doors if they're going to do anything. I guess you could start like just kissing and stuff, and the next thing you know, it gets into, you know, more graphic stuff.
Yeah.
But still, door locking is kind of a no-brainer.
You learn that after the first time.
When you're little five, how old do you think the kid was? If she was like 15 or something, he's probably 10.
Oh, God. Lisa says that it wasn't going to be magical or good, and it takes a while to get the hang of it and learn how to get your body to work. Maybe explore with a vibrator before even trying.
Bingo!
That's it. Dane says to pay much more attention to your partner's clit.
Bingo.
Denise says that it isn't always perfect. I agree with that one. Brian says, make sure my lady friend was completely satisfied.
There you go. She comes first again.
Milena says, Kegels are for me, not his scrawny ass.
Okay, there, a little attitude there.
I love that.
And I like it too.
Chris says, how to please her to orgasm before putting it in. This is the key.
That's it. It's so easy. Just she comes first.
Amanda says, I wish I knew it's easier to just swallow rather than holding it in your mouth and running to the bathroom to spit it out in the sink.
Oh, God.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my God is right. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. You know, I've always very verbal about, okay, let's acknowledge the fact that I'm about to jizz fucking everywhere.
Oh,
can
geez.
We have a receptacle?
A receptacle. Did you say that?
Something.
You use that word, receptacle?
Receptacle. You can't even say it.
Yeah. What kind of word is that?
You got to use a receptacle.
You're going to say that instead of just...
Whatever. I need something to put my jizz in.
That could be a nonverbal thing.
What?
Just go find a towel. Go find a towel. Or
what
have
are you
her
looking
find...
around and pointing at things? Saying, hey, this...
Wait, you're going to say receptacle. I can't even pronounce it again. Receptacle?
What are you going to say? I need a cum rag?
Yes.
No. You got to have a conversation about this.
Oh, my God. Everything with a conversation.
You are the one that says use your mouth.
Use your mouth, but you don't have to say it to totally blow the mood.
Give me better vocabulary.
Oh, I'm about to come. Get me a receptacle.
No.
Get me a plastic bucket because I'm about to jizz all over the place.
Dale, what would you say?
I mean, if that's where the plans are heading, yeah, you tee up a receptacle. You know?
That's exactly right. You tee it up.
He always agrees.
Yeah, because he knows it's an uncomfortable conversation.
Maybe we should. This could be a new merch. We get a bucket. We get Sneaky Freaks on the outside label, and then it's a cum bucket.
A cum bucket.
What do you do with your receptacle once you
receptacle?
A receptacle. What do you do with the receptacle once you jizz in the receptacle?
I don't. You throw it in the fucking laundry, whatever.
You wash it
with
plastic,
the rest of your clothes.
A plastic container?
No. Just anything to receive my fucking cum.
All right. Can we move on, please?
All right, moving on.
I am like literally about to puke.
Katie says, how important condoms are and how to communicate what you want in bed. Love y'all. I hope y'all have a great week. Hugs from Georgia. Hugs back to you, Katie, in Georgia.
Totally.
Condoms are key.
There, and that is the receptacle of your jism.
Can I just say something? I've been talking to my friends recently about sexual wellness, sexual health.
Thank you.
STD prevention.
Okay.
No one knows fucking shit. Seriously, I talk to my friends. I'm like, what do you guys do? Because I'm more interested in getting sexual these days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't imagine hooking up with more than one person right now. How are these guys fucking new people all the time?
Because they're wearing condoms, first of all. And second of all, because they are spitting in each other's mouths on the human fountains.
I'm not even talking about those guys. But what it comes down to, they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm wearing a condom. Wrong.
That is pretty much right.
No, it's fucking wrong.
Well, how's it wrong?
A lot of diseases can transmit even with a condom.
All right. Well, you got to take some risk in life.
So it comes down to the COVID question. The COVID question is, okay, well, is this concert worth it to maybe get this virus? And then fucking...
No, you can wear a mask. It's the same as wearing a condom.
Exactly. But is that perfect? The person next to you might not be wearing
a
fucking mask.
Right, you have to take a calculated risk.
Calculated risk. It's all about the calculated risk.
Yeah.
My calculation is fucking dialed up. It's constantly saying more risk than reward.
What? You're going to take a risk?
No, I'm saying the risk is very rarely worth the reward.
Oh, I gotcha. So...
But I don't understand this. I mean, some of my friends really don't give much thought to it at all.
What did that old man say to you?
No, don't start with this.
The old man, he said to you, he said, what would you have told your younger self? And he said, fuck more, because when you get to my age, the thing was going to fall off.
I'm starting to think, I just, maybe the best for me, everyone gets tested before any serious thing.
Have you ever thought, and I know we've talked about this, but you might want to go into the monastery.
Why is that a bad way of having safe sex or having an approach to sex?
What? You and
you just ask to have to get tested before any serious sexual encounter.
I honestly did. When I met Deez, I said, before we have any kind of... Well, I shouldn't say that. Before we go without a condom, for sure, you have to give me an STD profile.
Are you fucking kidding me, Mom? Are you fucking kidding me? That's a whole nother conversation. Oh, that's the fucking... Before we go out of the condom, you have to get an STD check? I mean, maybe that's right. But for me, it's even... I don't know. I think I've learned too much from these podcasts.
Well, first of all,
I'm
surprised that you don't say, are you wearing a chastity belt? Because I prefer you do.
No one, but in all seriousness, no one talks about this shit. In school, you have no
That's
clue.
All they do talk about it is not but to have sex because you can have a baby, not to have sex because you get diseases. It's all about what you can't
do. I guess I agree with
our
curriculum.
You agree with the Catholic school.
No,
Do not have sex until you're married.
This is where I disagree. I don't believe that, I mean, you need to experience penetration or oral sex even to have... to experience pleasure.
Okay.
There's a bunch of other shit you can do.
All right, so why don't you just do that?
Because it gets boring after a while.
Okay.
So you have to... And plus, it's an awkward conversation to have as a 32-year-old man to tell someone who's also probably in their 30s, hey, let's, keep it slow and not go right to fucking.
Or you can get one of those body suits. Full body suit.
A full body suit?
You get the full body suit that they wear.
And show up in a fucking bubble?
Yes, you wear a bubble. You're like Bubble Boy.
Dale, how do you deal with this fucking shit?
No, Dale, just remember the name of the title of this episode is going to be Cam's the new Bubble Boy. The boy in the bubble.
I feel like for you, what I would do in your situation is tee up, hooking up. But then, you know, I think it's more socially acceptable to not want to... like go for full blown sex on the first time hooking up. So yeah. I feel like, you know, you go in with the mindset of, you know, first date or whatever, like first time hooking up, I'm not going to have sex.
Yeah.
After that, once you've already like crossed that barrier,
yeah.
I feel like at that point you have like the okay to at least have the discussion around like, hey, like, you know, like I want to have sex with you, but like, you know, I'd prefer if we got tested just because like I'm paranoid.
Okay. You
know, like,
so, but you keep saying for you, this is good. What for you?
For me,
you don't feel the same
for me.
Impulse?
I'm currently in the headspace that I'm like, one, just also horrified of, you know, getting people pregnant and getting disease, but also like the opportunity comes around so not often that it's like, you know what? Calculated risk, you know, like condom on, like let's fucking go. Like
that is hilarious.
I like that. Calculated risk, Cam. Take a risk.
No, it's just
take
fucking,
a goddamn risk now and then and deal with the consequences. Except Dale, I'll have to deal with the consequences if this guy gets some disease. I can't even imagine what the conversation
oh, God.
It's gonna occur.
I mean, but for some guy,
midnight,
some of my
I'm
friends
get
are
a phone
fucking
call.
All the time. Some of my friends, it's not just like they're fucking every weekend, every other weekend. I'm like,
do you
remember fucking kidding me?
Years ago when the Tinder first started coming out,
yeah.
And people were swiping and they'd finish one sexual encounter.
That's right.
Then they go to the next one in the same night and the next one in the same night.
It's fucking wild.
I was kind of like that.
How is everyone just thinking this is totally fine?
I was kind of like this.
What the fuck?
And not on Tinder, but I mean, when I became single, I was like, oh, let's just like have a different date every night.
Do you think I just have like a blown up image of how common STDs are?
I don't know. Honestly, I am not privy to
the
latest
stats.
I'm sure
it
you are.
It seems fucking rampant. Everyone I know has got something.
Well, you're scaring. People are just taking their, right now, they're turning off their, we just lost about 25% of our podcast listeners.
We got to get some good stats for next episode. Because
yes.
I really am confused
right
by the whole thing.
Right now, it's basically anti-sex talk with my mother.
Well, imagine this. Imagine if COVID existed and no one knew the stats around it. And so they just assumed you're not going to get it if you wear a mask.
Wait, I just thought of something. When you go on a date these days, please don't say that you're wearing your mask. Are you? Are you wearing a mask?
No, calculated risk. I got the triple boost. I'm good.
So you're making out with girls right and left without a mask.
Not right and left.
But you are doing that.
I'm not making out through the mask.
What, do you have a hole there? What do you got going on with your mask?
You think I have like the Jewish sheet where
yes.
I make out with my tongue through?
Stick the tongue in there?
No, it's not what's going on here.
Well, what is going on there with these dates?
I don't wear a fucking mask.
Okay, so that is probably more dangerous than anything's going on about down below.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
COVID is dangerous.
I think that my guess is the stats for COVID is not nearly as prevalent as other as STDs.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to have to find out.
Yeah.
And if you have any answers to that little dilemma, please text us or call us or whatever at
310-356-3920.
You could text us and be on our Next little lube it up questionnaire.
Okay, just a few more I want to share. Jimmy says beat off at least an hour beforehand.
I think you would agree with that as well.
I would not agree with that.
No, I thought you've been doesn't some help sex me. Educators have doesn't suggested. Help.
I get hard immediately following it. Just
one day you're going to wish that you got that you were able to get the hard as often and as quickly as you do.
Tyson says simply had to give a woman pleasure better with my mouth. So that's
a lot of going down. A lot of oral sex new fiends.
And then Raylene says, I wish I would have been told how messy it would be.
Well, she would go with the theory that we should have these merch cum buckets that say Sneaky Freaks on it.
Also, for the record, how do you bring up the fact that you start wanting to use a sex blanket? You just throw that shit down?
You throw that shit down.
Like the receptacle.
Same as the receptacle. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't need a receptacle because you got a sex blanket. So what do you care where it goes?
Exactly.
So just use your sex blanket.
Or you say, okay, I got my receptacle this time, and you just whip out a whole blanket for you to... come against.
All right. Are we done?
We're done with Lube It Up, presented by Uber Lube.
Our favorite lube.
We love Uber Lube. Why is that, Mom?
Because you can use it for oral, anal, or vaginal penetration. That's a trifecta right there.
Not only that, it's made with body-friendly ingredients. So you know when you put this on your body, it's not going to negatively affect your pH balance. It's not going to make you feel like you got gunk against your willy.
And for those of us who love oral sex, which there are quite a few on that we just read, it's wonderful because it doesn't taste like there's no smell. It feels like it's a natural lubricant.
Here's what's phenomenal. You can get it all over your sheets.
Here we go with the...
And you can wash it and it comes out immediately.
Apparently, that's a very important thing for you.
It's a very important thing.
Okay.
We love Uber Lube. High-grade silicone lubricant made with just silicone and vitamin E. Get yours today at uberlube.com. Use our promo code MOM for 10% off and free shipping. It's the best.
You're going to love it.
uberlube.com. That is in our episode description as well.
And speaking of masturbating, I had a thought, Cam.
What was that, Mother?
Add to your masturbation repertoire with Dipsy Stories.
I love Dipsy Stories.
And why do you love Dipsy Stories?
So if you haven't heard us talk about this on the show, it's an incredible app full of sexy audio stories, and they're designed to turn you on. Some people love porn. Some people, like me, love audio erotica.
Because then you can use your imagination.
You get set right in this hot setting, and you get to hear it all from professional voice actors that make you feel like you're really there.
Right.
Now, I'm going to play one. Just to give you a little sense.
Here we go. Go for it.
This one's called Leather and Lace, Part
Love
One.
It. Woo.
I'm just going to flip through real quick to give you little glimpses.
Give us a little glimpse.
Is that what you want?
Oh, boy.
He put his hands into my hips as he steadied himself.
All right. Cam.
Okay. All right.
Cam.
That was a lot.
All right. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. They also have wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off.
For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/mom. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/mom. dipseastories.com/mom. That link is in our episode description. It's free. Go for it. Mother, what's going on in your life? What do we need to know?
Well, I've been hectic as fuck lately.
Oh, hectic as fuck.
Yes. Your sister moved. I had to help her. Your dog. Notice I say your dog because he's annoying the hell out of me lately.
You're disowning him and giving him to me?
Buddy, our little Maltipoo, who I thought his testicles never dropped. It turns out they did drop. It's just that they're so minuscule. They're like the size of a pea.
He's a small dog. Small dogs have small balls.
But even the doctor was like concerned, like, whoa, where were these when I first examined him?
Oh.
So they found the little peas. They removed them and removed some teeth. And Buddy has been in a blissful calm state due to some meds after that.
He's been completely fucking out of it, zoned out.
I love
it.
I love that he's zoned out. I can't tell you how happy I've been.
Do you wish you could just sedate all the people around you in your life?
Oh, I could sedate D's for sure.
That's what I was thinking.
I wish D's would take some of the tranquilizers that Buddy was taking.
I could imagine you, if you had the option, you would just choose to tranquilize all the people in your life.
Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know, D's is my boyfriend.
Would you tranquilize me or would you...
You were so tranquil, literally, when you were a baby, if you were tired, you just put your head down wherever you were. And
would
if,
you caffeinate me?
No, I never. I didn't caffeinate you. You were perfect in that sense. Your younger brother.
Hold on. What's the last clause in that sense?
Well, you were a little anxious.
A little anxious.
You were an anxious child. You grew into an anxious teen.
Do you know why they say they tell
you're an anxious adult? You're an ancient grandfather.
Do you know why they tell you that you can pass down stress hormones through?
I knew this is going in utero.
Through the breast milk.
I was very calm and I didn't give you...
My ass, you were calm.
First of all.
There's no way in the world when I was in the womb, you were calm.
I was very calm.
Yeah, my ass. Look at me.
Look at you. This is my fault?
This is exactly... That thing... Yes.
No. As a matter of fact...
generational neuroses passed down.
I did not even breastfeed you. So how can I be considered the cause of your issues? What? Your stomach is a problem?
In utero.
Yeah,
I'm
what?
Close to that IBS.
You think this IBS that you've got is from me too?
The whole thing, Mom.
Everything.
Everything
for those of you
that
who
I am today, you've given
listening,
me.
Listening, and you're a parent to any child, when they grow up, they shit all over you. They just blame it all on you, okay? Your other brother was extremely active, very buddy-like active. Like upside down in the chairs at all times, jumping all over the place.
You were very helpful to me this weekend, though. I will acknowledge that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally an acknowledgement.
Yep. I was at a concert. I had to leave because my heart was palpitating like crazy.
The old ticker was palpitating.
The old ticker was not doing well.
I have to say that when you were in utero, I did go to a lot of concerts. So if anything, you should enjoy concerts.
I do enjoy concerts.
Because sometimes the bass was beating and I can feel like when the baby was growing there, I could feel him moving around.
What the fuck were you doing? I was taking me to these loud-ass concerts.
I was taking you to some rock and roll concerts.
Oh, my God.
I wanted you to appreciate good music and not this modern-day shit that you listen to.
Well, now I go to concerts and my fucking heart doesn't stop palpitating.
Well, it could be because you're not listening to the right music.
It was a phenomenal concert. But afterwards, I came back. Your place was right around the corner, so I came back and rested here. And you really did. You kept me company. I appreciated that.
I appreciate that you can come over anytime.
Thank you, Mother.
And I could say that to all the sneaky freaks, except then I'm going to have a line around my door.
The holidays are coming up, you sneaky freaks.
It's time to give yourself a present or a loved one a gift. And I got the perfect idea for you.
What is it, Moot?
Pleasure devices from Satisfyer.
That's right. Satisfyer makes some of our favorite air pulse stimulators.
And beautiful vibrators with cutting edge technology. And the best part is that they're at affordable pricing.
That's absolutely right. If you want the best bang for your buck, Satisfyer is it. They're cutting edge, like my mother said, app enabled devices. So you could connect it to your iPhone, your Android, your iWatch, and use your phone as a remote control. Which would you say is your favorite device by them, Mom?
Probably the Curvy 3.
The Curvy 3? Why do you like that?
Curvy 3, it's got the best of everything. It's got an air pulse stimulator. It also has a vibrator. You can use it internally. You can use it externally. It's a perfect handheld device. Yeah.
And it's app-enabled, so you can use your phone to control it.
It's a great product.
Right now, Satisfyer is offering our lucky listeners 30% off any Satisfyer when you go to satisfyer.com and enter code MOM30 at checkout.
That's amazing, Cam. 30% off. And they're priced really cheap to begin with.
Yeah. Some of these, you can get a vibrator here for $50 that are phenomenal. And
get 30% off?
You get 30% off on top of that.
Unbelievable.
Again, if you're looking for one of our favorite new devices, go to Satisfyer, SatisFyer.com and use code MOM30 for 30% off.
Great deal.
That link is in our episode description.
I would say that I had a little negative encounter.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, me and the guy at the Verizon store did not get along together.
What?
He gave me one quote, and then when I went back to pick up the phones, there was a different quote.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he got real angry at me and said... I'm going to just take back the paperwork and I'm going to give you back your phones.
This is after like an hour and a half.
You guys had already left. And next thing you know, I'm fighting, literally fighting with him like out of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. He's got the papers. I'm grabbing them from him. He's grabbing them from me. It was like out of a goddamn sitcom.
You're playing tug of war over your Verizon papers?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I was acting like a Karen.
Oh my fucking God.
But he deserved it because he was acting like a store clerk that was just dishonest and deceitful. And I don't even want to go there. So it was, I was a little stressed out.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him. Sneaky freaks. If you have anybody that toots you like that, just give it to him back.
Good advice.
Good advice. Don't let him shit all over you.
So that was what was going on in your life.
My life was about helping people this last week.
You know, I realized the value of helping people this past week as well.
I
helped a friend move something.
Yeah.
And then I was getting very lucky after that.
I felt like the same way that a lot of people are coming up to me and asking me to help them for a variety of different reasons, physically and emotionally. And the more I helped, the better I felt.
That's right.
Hey, there's a rhyming.
I do think it does create some karmic energy shift or something where you are also treated with more good things.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think that, I actually believe that's true.
I feel so warm and fuzzy when I help people.
That's wonderful, Mother. You know what I don't feel warm and fuzzy about?
What did I do now?
You sent us a song.
Oh, God.
To the family text chain.
Yeah.
And I played the song, and it was good. It was a good song. Forget exactly what it was. But I went to see the playlist that it's on, because it started playing other songs in the playlist.
Yeah.
And I realized it's your playlist.
Yeah, it's my playlist.
And I looked at the name, and it's called Love List.
That's my love list. Otherwise known, a.k.a. Sex List.
I don't need you fucking sharing your sex list with me.
I didn't do it for that reason.
But I had to fucking look through all the songs that you fucked to. It was very intimate.
It was like 150 songs.
I was disturbed by that.
Well,
why do you need a 150 song playlist?
Not everybody has a 3-minute sex session.
150 songs? Because you fucking literally for 3 days straight?
No, because sometimes after the 5 minutes of sex... Sometimes I like to sit back with these and listen to music.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's basically what it was.
It's just the aftershocks.
I just put it on there. It's either that or my Wine Country ride that I started when you were in the Wine Country.
Oh, I remember that.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. So it's either one of two lists.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is it always your music or does he get a say?
No, if I waited for him, it'd be... Forget about it.
So you get to control the music.
I like to control the whole environment is up to me.
How did I know that?
I'm a Libra. I like to set the environment to be very peaceful.
Yep.
And you know, if I left it up to him, there'd be some crazy shit going on there.
My fucking God, Mom.
Anyway, well, what's on your love list that you would like to talk about?
What's the next segment of the show?
Mom's news.
Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got today, Mother?
This is actually from, I believe it's the Nigerian news. The
going international with this one.
Nigerian Guardian.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But it's regarding a Danish reporter who records herself conducting an interview while having sex.
What?
I just found this fascinating. I mean, how does this happen?
How did you find this?
I've been searching for some interesting news.
How do you end up at the Nigerian Guardian talking about a Dutch reporter?
Okay, so would you like to hear it, or are you going to sit there and criticize what I do?
I'm not criticizing. Okay. This is good research.
All right, so Louise Fisher from Denmark visited Swingland. It's an area near Copenhagen earlier this year to report... part of a report to cover the sex club reopening after COVID-19 restrictions relaxed in the country, according to the report by the Daily Mail. Now, let me ask you something. Would you feel comfortable going to a sex club?
I would feel comfortable going. I wouldn't touch anything.
You would wrap yourself again in bubble wrap.
I honestly wouldn't be able to touch anything.
Well, not only did she touch something.
I wouldn't be able to sit anywhere.
Okay, so in this segment...
Not enough receptacles around there.
All right. The 26-year-old journalist can be heard moaning as she interviews a male club participant while the pair have sex.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? So she was asked, What are you seeing right now? Before a man responded that he was looking at a gorgeous woman who had not tried being in a swinger club before. Louise said she spent several hours with the guests at the swinger club, but the report lasted only minutes. Oh, there you go. Only minutes.
Look at that.
She joined the guests as they sat and talked together over a glass of wine at the bar before moving to a large bed.
See? The beds.
The beds. She said, it's a big bed in the middle of the room. They invite me up in it. They want to show me what to do in a swinger club. And then they start touching my body. She said she hadn't planned to have sex during the interview, but added, for me, it's very natural. It's a part of my job to give an insight into the world that not everyone has access to. She said it loosened up the guests who were initially reluctant to take part in the interviews and appeared nervous about her microphones.
Oh, so she did it.
It's a mitzvah. She did it to be nice.
She did it for the job.
She did it for the job.
I'll let someone fondle me so that they open up for the interview.
Now, that was a 2-minute long segment. The reporter can be heard asking questions to her interviewees while others pant in the background. Later, I gotta say, this kind of sounded hot to me. Later, she can be heard asking a male guest about his experience in the club while they have sex, and she moans loudly. Meanwhile, she was not pressured by her employers from the radio station to do this. This was all on her own. Anyway, that's it. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you very much for sharing that very pertinent mom's news.
I thought that was an interesting little fun fact.
When there's a lot of things going on in the environment, in our political system, the economy, I love that you bring this to the table.
I know. I thought if I don't do it, who's going to do it?
That's right. And we need to know this type of shit.
Do we have a cams upper?
Of course we have.
Damn.
My friends, I know you've been tuning in this whole time for this one segment. This segment of the show where your ass cheeks jiggle.
Your ass cheeks jiggle.
Where your fucking clits start twerking.
Your clit twerks.
Yes. It's Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers.
This is where I get to share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
A snooze fest.
Or?
Doldrums.
Or?
Downright boring.
That's right. It's Cam's Uppers. All right. I'm stealing from my meditation teacher this week. Sometimes I do this.
I know. Shout out to Trudy Goodman.
Shout out to Trudy. She quoted Mary Oliver.
Yes, and who's Mary Oliver?
She's a famous poet,
okay,
writer. She wrote in one of her essays this quote, "Attention is the beginning of devotion." Now, this is a very interesting.
This sounds heavy duty.
So? I can't go heavy duty?
Here, go deep, and Mary Oliver, go ahead.
All right, so attention is the beginning of devotion. This is a very short phrase. The first thing I want to identify is what devotion means, because I always usually think of this as in a religious context, right?
No.
What?
I think of devotion as someone who is, you know, devoted to someone.
Well, that actually is probably the right thing. Deep love or loyalty.
Yeah.
Okay. So attention is the beginning of deep love or loyalty is another way to say this.
Okay.
Now, she says this in reference to nature, the natural world. She learns that, you know, it's this, you have, by showing up in nature and being attentive to what's around you, you can really begin to start experiencing deep love.
Okay.
But I would like to extrapolate this to relationships. Critical.
Which relationships?
Any relationship.
Okay. Father, son,
romantic,
mother, daughter,
familial,
romantic,
friendly.
Coworkers.
Exactly. If you want to experience devotion, you have to be able to collect your attention around something.
Okay.
And this can be very challenging this day and age.
Why? Because all the external things like phones and dogs.
Yes.
And annoyances.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of things, especially during sex, I think. You can think about so many different things going on. You can be completely in your own head. You can be thinking about, you know, like what you're fucking thinking about, the casting couch half the fucking time.
How do you know that I'm thinking
I know exactly what's going on in there.
I happen to find something different to focus on.
What do you find? What are you focusing on in sex?
I started thinking about experiences that I've had in my past.
See, okay, exactly. So what kind of attention is that?
A good one, because it turned into a very good sexual experience.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm trying to say is to be aware of what you're attending to.
Okay.
And to direct that attention and that focus, that gives you the power to start choosing what to love. Which is a very challenge when you have social media and all these things just taking your attention away, and you begin to devote yourself to that.
You know, I would agree, especially if you're smoking weed.
What do you mean, especially if you're smoking weed?
If you're smoking weed, you focus very intently on the other person.
Oh, so you think it helps with the attention?
Yes.
Yeah, it could help you get in your body. Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought this was it sent me down a whole line of inquiry. So I would recommend to the sneaky freaks, if you're listening, think about where you're putting your attention.
Very lovely.
Because that is where your love goes.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to get a sermon from Mary Oliver, so I'm very glad.
You didn't think it was a sermon?
No, it was very good.
Thank you. That was Cam's Uppers, my friends.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
That's right. I did receive I have a letter to my doctor that I thought I could share.
We have to hear that.
This was sent to a dermatologist in 2017. The subject line was Lamisil follow-up.
What?
Yep. Hi, doctor. I've been using Lamisil on my jock itch for the past week, is the recommended duration on the Lamisil packaging. You like how I'm educating the doctor as to how long?
Yeah, what the hell is going on with you?
The jock itch seems to have diminished some, but there still seems to be some redness and remnants of the main patch. Oh. Should I continue to use the Lamisil? Will the rest go away eventually? It looks much better than it did before. Just want to get this thing cleared up because next week I go out of town for a month, and 3 of those weeks I'll be in Asia. Thanks, Kim. I don't know why I had to...
Why did you include your travel arrangements with him?
I don't know.
And not only that, but he's probably thinking...
It's a woman.
She's probably thinking, thank God, he's going to be gone for 3 weeks. I won't have to hear from this little shit for 3 weeks. He's going to Asia. Congrats.
That's right. Yeah. I guess I had some issues. Why did you write that? Because I had some issues with the jock itch.
But apparently you were fine.
No, it was not fine. That duration I remember that jock itch lasted a long time.
Cam, most people have these things and they don't send huge emails to their doctors.
This is my first experience with jock itch.
Okay, but you've had a plethora of all the other illnesses.
Okay, but jock itch gets very concerning to me.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry.
Also known as crotch rot.
Okay. What?
Did you know that?
By the way, in order to stay safe, just tell your female partners that you have crotch rot. And believe me, you will not have any problem getting them to say, let's wait a week. Let's slow this train down, buddy.
I'm sorry, I can't hook up today. I have crotch rot.
Yeah, it's such an attractive thing that you lost any girl that was like fantasizing about you on the podcast. I think she's thinking to herself, maybe I'll take a pass.
That was 2017. I will let you know that the jock itch / crotch rot has diminished.
No, it has not.
It has completely eradicated itself.
You told me the other day you had some redness that you didn't know what it was.
It was a little bit of irritation. Unfortunately, because my genitals are touched so little that it's very sensitive. Any sort of touch can set it off.
I'm very well aware of you and your sensitivities.
You don't know about my sensitive genitals.
Oh, my God.
All right. We did get a listener text I wanted to read.
Okay.
We love your listener texts.
I do too.
This is from Rachel. Cam, I'm so happy for you that you found such a great way to masturbate.
What?
What you described is pretty similar to what I do when I'm taking my time to jerk off. Sometimes I also set the mood by putting music on, using massage oil on myself, draping myself in draping a weighted blanket over me, or putting on handcuffs or a collar. I can't believe you have been missing out on the aftershocks this whole time.
Okay.
What?
How does she masturbate with a weighted blanket on her?
I was thinking about that, actually.
How does that even happen? I could barely lift my weighted blanket to put it on me, let alone to stick my hand in there and try to masturbate.
I would be concerned about the cleanliness of the weighted blanket once you jizz all over it.
Of course.
But I love the feeling of a weighted blanket.
Just by the BTW, Dale is nodding his head in agreement with you about the jizz and the weighted blanket.
It's a tricky part. We need to make...
a hole in the weighted blanket to stick your dick out of.
No.
What?
I was
a
thinking,
weighted sex blanket?
Yes.
You can't.
Why not?
Because you're laying on it.
Can't you just put a cover over it?
Yeah, put a cover over. We need a duvet over the fucking weighted blanket. This is good. This is
you
fucking.
Have
this
a duvet
is $1 million.
The, there is a duvet cover.
Really?
On the weighted
oh
blanket.
Yeah, yeah.
I
okay, well
so.
Then you could jizz all over it.
Oh my god.
I have never gotten to the point of putting handcuffs or a collar on myself while masturbating, but I think that would be that would open me up to new things.
She has made it very difficult to get down to where she needs to be. Because I'm thinking the weighted blanket, the handcuffs, you know, and I told you about a story about this guy that locked up his wife in a hotel and left.
Oh god, you didn't tell me that. That terrifies the fuck out of me.
You know, those handcuffs, you got to be trusting.
You got to be very trusting.
Yeah.
Speaking of daddies, I want to welcome Server Daddy, a.k.a. Brian, a.k.a. Sir Rat, to the Sneaky Freak family. Yeah. Thank you for joining us on Patreon.
Yeah, we had a wonderful Patreon party where we played games.
Oh, my God. I was laughing my ass off. It was really fun.
And we do it on Zoom or some Discord where you can actually see us. Join our Patreon and then you guys can literally have like a fun night with us.
Every month, Server Daddy was hosting this past one. It was really wonderful. Thank you, Server Daddy. Thank you for joining us on Patreon. And happy birthday again to Cass and Captain Megan.
Yep.
It was a double whammy.
We had a big party over there.
Join us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
We should definitely have you at our next party.
That's right. I also wanted to say thank you to everyone who's left us a rating and review.
Nothing gives us more pleasure than a rating and review.
Not even getting head?
You tell me.
No, I actually prefer head to ratings and reviews. But
okay.
Listen, in lieu of head, please leave us a rating and review.
It's the next best thing to being there.
Do you want to read the one that I found?
Yes, I do. This one says, better than Howard Stern, 5 stars. I love Howard Stern, as you know, and so this is a good one. I love this podcast. When I searched for Howard Stern and didn't find any actual Stern works, I was just a little disappointed. Undeterred, I decided to give Cam and his awesome mother a shot. Of course, I love that. I love that. Man, was I impressed. The quality of content is on par with the best of the best. The intellectual conversation about so much more than just sex promises to keep all listeners entertained. I called the show's hotline to personally thank them. I was surprised to receive a text from Cam himself, eagerly trying to connect with a fan. The Sex Talk with My Mom podcast team really takes everything to the next level.
Thank you so much for this review. That is so fucking sweet.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I love connecting with you.
And we do. We try really hard to answer texts that we get on our text line, which is
310-356-3920. That's in the episode description. Give us a text. What do you got to lose? You get to participate in these awesome questions every week. And if you want to leave us a rating and review, you can do that at ratethispodcast.com/mom.
And you know what would really be fun for you guys? To see us do special TikTok videos, because you know I love TikTok. What?
So, where'd they go, mother?
You got to go to Sex Talk with My Mom on TikTok.
That's it.
And you'll see some funny shit going on over there. Just follow us so you don't miss out.
And you can share that with a friend. Share this with someone who you think could really enjoy learning about sex. All right. We love you very much. Thank you for tuning in.
Is it that time?
It's the time, mother.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having...
Why is always having?
Okay. And learning what you could have done back in the virginity. No, that was
oof.
That was a bad one. That
was
bad.
Brutal.
There was, all right. You got one?
Birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and learning about STDs.
Of course.
It always comes back to STDs. It's a great rhyme, and it's also very pertinent to this podcast.
Thank you all for listening.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.